Okay, so today we'll be treating test of love. But before we dive into this topic, I would like to recommend a very powerful book titled Love, Sex, and Lasting Relationship, authored by Chip Ingram. It's an embodiment of knowledge as regards to his title, and all we're going to be treating today is coming from the book. So let's say this is me giving you a tip of the iceberg. Okay, so you might want to ask, why this test? Well, uncle, it is actually a game plan, or rather, a blueprint to help us properly give distinct clarity between love and infatuation. So in any area we're going to be treating, I'll employ you to ask questions like, is my current relationship or my aspiring relationship more in concordance with love or with infatuation? So to kickstart this test, the first on my list is test of time. I was made to understand that love benefits and grows through time, while infatuation diminishes with time. Youngsters normally use this "I'm falling in love" phrase, but the love God taught was the love that we grow into and not the love we fall into, you know? Love develops out of the relationship, caring, and core personal character traits. You grab? Not on our immediate perception of that person that probably caught our attention and tickled our fancy instantly. So, auntie, don't rush. Just give it time, and you might end up, or you might end up wallowing in the pain of the aftermath of "had I known." So, that is it. We'll be wrapping it up here today, so stay tuned for more. Thank you. Falling in love is such an easy thing to do for your mind. Best can do it, we can do it. Let's get to it, let's stop talking. Let's fall in love, hey go-go. Hey go-go, be careful when I express you, they go. Hey go-go, be careful when I express you, they go. My people, we still your babe. Okay, Rekero, just home, aka Toolbox. And we're still on Test of Love. So just a recap, the last time we treated Test of Time, and we said we don't just fall in love, rather we grow in love. And this growth we're talking about takes time. So moving on, I would like to start by asking this question. How well do you know that individual you're in love with? Well, the big question still remains, is this love or infatuation? And this brings us to another test of love, which is test of knowledge. It might interest us to know that this love grows out of a critical examination of all the known characteristics of this other person, while infatuation on the other hand may grow out of the surface knowledge of only one of the characteristics of this person, and after you come and say, "I'm in love," okay, no wahala. Well, at the end, the infatuation, see, we're talking about, is happy to know very little, while love on the other hand studies this person's needs, dreams, and hopes. Why? Because he wants to make it a reality. Love is interested not in what he can get, but in what he can give. Think about it. See, let me tell you, infatuation is self-centered. So to what degree is your attention focused on what you are receiving from this person? Or rather, to what degree is your attention focused on meeting this person's needs? Do you only think about how you're going to look and feel in that relationship? Or is your focus what you can do to make this person look and feel great? Ladies and gentlemen, this is what Chip Ingram termed test of focus. Where is your focus on? Is it only focused on yourself? What you want to get, what you want to get. My brothers and sisters, I will leave you here to think about this thing we just talked about. So later, we're gonna see. Goodbye. But in case you have question or comment, you can reach me on this line, 090-352-31444. I don't do your words, anything that gave me that line. Alright, till next time. Thank you.